Good afternoon. This is Brian Hoops with PWTorch.com and a new feature for our listeners called the Nostalgia Podcast. It's Friday afternoon, August the 22nd, and we're going to record each week, attempt to bring you the nostalgia news of the week and what's going on in wrestling nostalgia each and every week through a podcast. Feel free to ask any questions that you might have or give me updates on ideas you'd like to, things you'd like to hear talked about. I'll be doing a lot of these weeks solo, but we do hope to have some guest co-hosts on from time to time, especially if we have a special topic to discuss. I want to give you my email address, bhoops, B-H-O-O-P-S, at iw.net, where you can send me your questions or comments in regards to this podcast. Well, things we're going to look at today is going to be some news items that have come up here recently, as well as we're going to review this week's website article called SummerSlam 93. I posted that on Monday afternoon, and we're going to look at that and talk about that wrestling card. Also, take a look at what's been on the week of WWE 24/7, AWA Classics, and we'll talk about anything else that you might have on your mind. We'll probably talk about WWE stock just a little bit, and we'll wrap it up and talk about the next week's podcast items. News items here. One of the big things that has happened over the last couple weeks was on August the 8th, Killer Kowalski suffered a very severe heart attack and wasn't expected to last the night. They did take him off life support other than a feeding tube, but he remains strong and I believe he's unresponsive but in guarding condition but still alive. And they don't have a lot of hope or a lot of strong prognosis. His condition is expected to be poor. But as this time, as of the 22nd, my understanding is he's still alive. So your thoughts and prayers can certainly be a help to Killer Kowalski at this time. A lot of people ask about the health of Bobby Heenan. There's a lot of rumors going around. Dave Meltzer on the Wrestling Observer website this week posted that in talking with people close to Heenan, they believe that he is undergoing speech therapy and is responsive. He watches a lot of baseball on TV and is in pretty good spirits. Jim Ross also posted something very similar on his website. So belief is that Heenan is doing okay. He's really had a tough time since last December. He had some major surgery done on his jaw, which was pretty much destroyed by all the chemotherapy and radiation that he had. And they had to have his jaw reconstructed from a bone, I believe, from his hip or his leg. And I think they had to go in and re-break it to reset it. So he's really had a tough time, hasn't been able to speak for over 9 months. And so you have to say your prayers for Bobby as well. And finally, reported this week, Mad Dog Vachon also had some knee surgery. You remember back in 87, he was struck by an automobile and had his leg amputated. He has one good leg he has, had knee surgery this week. So he's expected to make a full recovery. And I think he's visiting some family right now where he's had his surgery done and expects him to go back to Omaha where he lives with his wife in a couple weeks. So that's our news items I have this week. We're going to look at wrestling nostalgia event that happened 15 years ago. Last Monday we had the SummerSlam event from the WWE. Well, 15 years ago on August 20th, 1993, the WWF at that time promoted SummerSlam, and it was held in Auburn Hills, Michigan. The main event of that card was Lex Luger challenging Yokozuna for the WWF World Heavyweight title. A little set the stage here. Luger had entered WWF in 1993 after sitting out a year for his non-compete when he left WCW in 1992. He went to the World Bodybuilding Federation and then came in as the Narcissist in 93 with Bobby Heenan as manager. When Hogan left the WWF in June of 93, Vince tried to create the next major babyface to take Hogan's place, and he turned to Lex Luger. because of similar look, similar build. But as you sure know, Luger had not even a thimbleful of the charisma that Luger had, or that Hogan had. They set it up on July 4th on WWF Wrestling Challenge, Body Slam Challenge. Anyone who could body slam Yokozuna would get a shot at the world title at SummerSlam. They brought in a lot of football players, wrestlers, other sports entities, and Luger was the only one that was able to do it. So he body slammed Yokozuna, became a babyface, toured all around the country in the Lex Express tour bus, and pretty much the thought going into by most of the media people, news writers,